You are listening to BensTorah.com.
We're going to talk tonight about the Shaila of Porch Minyanim. Could you have different people standing in different places, in different rooms? Let's say, for example, Bezat Hashem, in a few weeks, we'll be at a point that there will be permitted to have some level of social gathering. Maybe not indoors, at least outdoors, that would probably be the first level. And I want to know if I'm in my backyard or you're in your backyard. And there's a guy behind me in his backyard and behind you in your backyard. So we have four backyards that are all adjacent one to another. But we each have a fence around our backyard, a four-foot fence, let's say. I could see over the fence. I could hear over the fence. Could we all congregate somewhere towards the between all the different backyards and have another minion to, and have a minion where we could all be mitzaris through that minion, or does the fact that we're in different locations, different reshuyos, different chaseros, different behind mechitzos, does that pose a problem? Now, this question that we're going to raise tonight is also a very important halachic discussion in regards to people who like to daven ezes nashim. If you come to just about any shul in America, certainly any shtibul in America, and even our shul, you'll find that certainly Friday night, at Shabbat Mincha, a lot of people like to daven behind mechitzos. And the question is, does that work? Does the tefillah behind mechitzos considered as seer of dominion? If you would have only five people in one and five people on the other side of the mechitzos, with those two groups joined together as a minyan. It's not a pashut l'shaila. It's what we're going to talk about tonight, and many of the stories we'll speak about tonight will relate to that question. The postmen do correlate these two issues, and it's not an obvious yes, but it's not an obvious no either. So let's begin the sugya, and I'm going to share with you my screen. Is there an echo, or do you hear me clearly?
Clear.
It's clear? Okay. Oh, I'm sorry. This might be better now on speakerphone. I apologize. Now it might be clear. Okay.
Good.
So I'll share with you the document. One second. Okay, Rabosa, you're now shared on my document. One second, let me adjust everything. Okay, so what we have to do this evening is we have to learn three Gemaras together. And as we learn three Gemaras together, we're going to have to see how they work with each other or don't work with each other or contradict one another. And once we do that, we're going to be able to figure out if you could be mitzari different backyards and different porches and different houses to a minion. So let's see what happens as we do this. I'm just adjusting things. There we go. Okay, so let me just clarify one situation, and that could be very nogela maisa. Let's say I'm in my house, and I have an extra neighbor, and they have a few people in their house, and I have a few people in my house. So I simply open up my windows, and you open up your windows next door to me, and if we have the windows open, and we dive in loud enough next to the windows, we could all, my five and your five, could we all join together to be a minion? Is there a difference if somebody's standing at the windows or if we're not standing at the windows? Is it enough if we just hear each other? Do we have to see each other? Let's see three sugyas. Interestingly enough, none of them really relate to tefillah. They will end up relating to tefillah, but the fundamental thing, the first thing that we're going to see is the halacha of eating kachim kalim. Now, we know that the halacha of kachim kalim is that they have to stay inside of Yerushalayim. They're taken outside of Yerushalayim, they're nifsal. So the Mishnah of Pesachim says that what happens if your kachim kalim is you're in your knapsack and you start walking out of the city and you realize right as you get to the doorway leading out of Yerushalayim, you see a sign that says, beware, do not take your kachim kalim past this point. What's the halacha as you step into that threshold? So the Mishnah says the following, min ha'gaf lifnim kilifnim, min ha'gaf lachut kilachut. Ha'gaf is the place where the door jam is called J-A-M-B. Door jam, where you, when the door would open and you would be, and it would bang or whatever it bangs to as it closes. So if it's inside of that door jam, meaning you're inside the city still, and the door would close on you, then you're still considered inside. If you're already in the width of that entranceway, such that the door jam is behind you, step over the door jam, you're considered outside Yerushalayim and the Kachim Kalim or Nifsal. Hachalonos continues the Mishnah. Let me highlight it for you on the screen. Hachalonos, if you're in the width of the thickness of the walls, we know that if you're in the ancient walls, we know the walls to be 4 foot deep. 4 foot thick, 6 feet thick, 10 feet thick, even sometimes. If you walk through some of the sha'arim, you know that it takes a few steps to walk through some of those sha'arim to Yerushalayim. So inside, or the windows could be a few feet deep as well. So all that is considered inside Yerushalayim. Now, that was about kachim kalim. Look at what the Gemara says. This is the Gemara in Pesachim. Look at the Gemara. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, v'chein l'tefila. What does that mean? That means, as Rashi says, v'chein l'tefila means that if you're standing in that middle point of the wall, that midpoint in the wall, that in the thickness of the doorway, so it depends exactly where the thickness of the doorway you're situated. If you're only Mehagav Lefnim, you are mitzayif to the minion. In other words, what's the situation? The situation is like this. You have social distancing, and the rule is you have to stay 6 or 10 feet apart from each other. So to do that, you have a guy who's all the way in the back, and he's standing on the threshold of the door, in the doorway itself. But he's the 10th man. So does he count for the minion, or is he considered outside the room, outside the shul, wherever this minion is taking place? So comes the Gemara, and Rav says, just like we see by Kachim Palim, that you're defined by being in out of Yerushalayim or out of Yerushalayim based on if you're past the door jam or within the door jam or outside the door jam. So too, Le'inyan Mitzari regarding Tfilah to be Mitzari to a minion. It depends exactly where in the threshold of the door. Are you on the inside of the doorway where you're inside of the door jam? Then you're considered with a minion. If you're past that in the thickness of the doorway, then you're not going to be Mitzari to a minion. Clearly, as Rashi continues, if you're standing outside the door, you're the 10th man, you step 1 centimeter outside of the threshold of the door of the shul, Ha'omei Chutz L'Petach Ein Mitzari. You hear that? So you have a 10th man who's 1 step out, 1 inch out of the doorway, he is clearly not mitzaref. That's the opinion of Rav, based on this Mishnah. Just like by Kachim Kala, we have to Yishalayim so too for a minyan, for Tir for a minyan, we could sit outside of the shul, outside of the Tir for a minyan. By the way, what do you see? You see that in order to be mitzayt for a minyan, you have to be in the same room. That's all. It's a black and white Gemara. In order to be mitzayt for a minyan, you must be in the same room. However, continues the Gemara and says that this halacha that we just learned is not like the opinion of Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi. Because Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi has a beautiful phrase that he is the proponent of, and Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi says, "Afilu mechitza shel bazel, eina maseket ben Yisrael l'avim shema shemayim." Hashem is beyond space. Hashem is not broken up by a mere doorway or a mere wall. Just because you're outside of a wall, that doesn't preclude Hashem's ability to hear your prayers and to consider you part of the minyan. Therefore, maybe by kashim kalim, it depends on where you are in the doorway. But for tefillah, tefillah has a different set of parameters. Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi is telling us, and therefore, even if you're outside a wall, you can participate in the minyan. So we have here Rabbi Yehuda, the Machlokes Amoraim, Rabbi Yehuda Amarav against Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi, whether or not being outside of a wall or on the other side of a doorway, could you participate in the minyan or not? So the question is going to be, is it Guru Paskin like? Let's just bring the Shaila Halakh Lamaita. I'm in my backyard and you're in your backyard. I see you, you see me, I hear you, you hear me. I have my kids, you have your kids, and we have a minyan together. But there's a fence between us. According to Rav, the fact that there's a fence between us means that there's a chatzitza, that we are not mitzayef to a minyan. And I can't be mitzayef to a minyan between the people in your backyard and my backyard because we have a fence between our backyards. Comes to Rabbi Yehuda Levi and says that fences don't stop davening. Fences don't stop Hashem. Fences don't stop, if I could sort of translate what Rabbi Yehuda Levi is saying. He's saying that the Shekhinah could be shoreh in our midst. If you need 10 people to have the Hashrat HaShekhinah and allow, therefore the Dvar Shebikdusha, the Shekhinah could be shoreh in our midst just as equally if there's a wall here as if there's no wall here. If you need 10 Yisrael, we have 10 Yisrael. There's nothing worsened by the fact that we have a wall to make it less Hashem, less present. That's what we see from Rabbi Yehuda Levi. Okay, so now we've got to say, who are we talking like? Will a wall be a problem? Will a wall not be a problem? Clearly, we have the question in our Yisrael, the mere pasot, the porches. That's exactly the shaila. There's a wall, there's a gate, there's a fence around each of these pasot. On your porches, maybe you have a fence, you have a gate around your porches. If you're on your porch and the next family is on their porch, but they each have a gate surrounding the perimeter of their porch, will that group on your porch and the group on my porch be able to band together to create 1 minute? You need to be mitzarek. Machlokes Rav versus Rabbi Yehuda ben Levi. That's how Rashi learns this Gemara. Before we see Tosfos, we have to see two other figures in order to appreciate what the Rishonim are going to say in this discussion. Now, just so you know, the way I'm going to present this here tonight is we're going to go through three Gemaras, and we're going to have to see how they each hold regarding the sugya of if there's a wall between you, are you mitzarif? We're going to look at Tosfos in each one of these three Gemaras, that Tosfos in all three places is going to say the same yisod. That will be the first part of the shir. The second part of the shir, we'll be discussing what about the fact that everybody sees each other. Does that help? And then the third part of the shir, we'll see how the Shofarach passes in all these shilas.
Could I ask one question?
Of course.
The question of Yehuda Marav, I guess it would make more sense if he's talking about a door jam in a case where the door is in Yerushalayim, not by Kachim Kalim, it's a geographical question. If he steps out, he's out of Yerushalayim, he steps in, he's in Yerushalayim. But if Yehuda Marav really needs a case where the door jam that he's going in and out of is all within Yerushalayim, then he can really have an
Yehuda Marav is saying that just like that point where the door hits the whatever piece of wood that it stops at, in the walls of in the Shire of Yerushalayim, it's considered the definition of inside or outside, so too will be the same definition of the inside and outside of Yerushalayim. If you're inside your shul, you're outside your shul. The definition that we have by Kachim Kalim is the same definition that we're going to apply to any shul room where there's a minyan. That's all he's saying is this is the definition of what is an opening. What is an opening?
Yeah, we find by when you're doing a mitzvah, you have to stick your thumb into the doorway. It's a location. If you're in the doorway, something at the doorway. It's not in the mikdash. You're not in the we're supposed to be.
It's in the doorway.
Through the doorway, through the thing, so like you're, that area is. So doorway is a doorway. Doorway is not inside the mikdash. The mikdash is what side of the doorway you're on.
So that's what this shaila is. It depends on how thick you remember. You have to imagine that the doorway could be quite thick. The doorway could be numerous feet thick. Obviously, in our situation, our doorways are only about 4 or 5 inches wide. But you can have people stand. I see people standing in doorways all the time in our shul. All the time, there are people in doorways on the inside or outside. Machlok is Rav Yehuda Marav and Rabbi Shulman Levi. Fine. Let's go to the next Gemara. I'm going to go down each of the Gemaras. The three Gemaras, each one is highlighted in yellow, so you know that it's the Gemara. And then after that, we're going to go to Tosfos to analyze the three Gemaras together. Dr. Moran Erevin. Erevin is not talking about Kachim Kalim. It's not talking about davening. You'll see what he's talking about. It's actually going to be talking about davening. Yes, it is. Dr. Moran Erevin is talking about health as able when you have certain parts of a Rishut open to another part of Rishut as near Erev, says the, I think it's a Mishnah actually. Sibur b'gedola, v'shaliach sibur b'ktana. I don't remember if it's a Mishnah or Gemara. So if the Gemara Erevin applies it even to davening. What happens if you have two rooms that are open one to the other? Imagine a big room that's open in the back to a small room. You know how I could describe this? In our shul in Shari Tfila, we have the front, the upstairs front sanctuary, which is a big room. And let's say the back door, you know, those removable, those foldable doors, are partially open. Actually, that's not a good example. Imagine something else. I'm sorry. That's not a great example. Imagine a room that's a big room. And the room has a doorway that's, let's say, 10 feet wide. And there's an annex that's also, that room is 10 feet wide. The width of that whole doorway is that room. So there's a large room open to a smaller room. The smaller room is completely, only has three walls. The smaller room only has three walls because the fourth wall is open to the big room. But the big room is even wider. It has, like, two shoulders. I wish I could, let me see if I could draw that for you. Hold on. I'm going to try to do something funny. Hold on, please. I'm going to share with you what's called a whiteboard, and I'm going to draw you a picture. Okay, I hope you're amused. Okay. This is the main shul. Behind the main shul, oopsie. Behind the main shul, you have an annex. Okay, do you like my artwork, Rabotai? You have a gedola. The big room on top of the screen is the big room. Then you have a small room on the bottom. So what's going to be the halacha if you can have 9 people in the big room and 1 person in the small room? Or the opposite. What happens if you can have 9 people in the small room and 1 person in the big room? That's just while we're here.
So wouldn't it be considered to be mistaref between the 9 and the 10?
Okay, there we go. Okay, so big room and small room. So let's see what the Gemara says about this situation. Let me go back to share the other. Okay, says the Gemara. Sibur b'gdola, shliach sibur b'ktana. You have 9 people. You have a big minion. You have a big minion in the big room. Shliach sibur b'ktana. Chatan Frayin is in the small room, the annex. So yotzin yedei chovatza. Look at Rashi. Yotzin, why? The shliach sibur, the koi b'ktana, the chazan is in the small room. Hachashayach. He's pulled in halakhically to the big room. This will become clear as we go. What about the opposite? Let's say you have the chazan is in the big room, the big sanctuary, but everybody is hiding in the annex. Sibur b'ktana, shliach sibur b'gdola. They are not in the same room as the Shliach Tzibur. What do you mean? But a minute ago they were. Look at Rashi. Rashi explains, we can't say, let me say this. The main place is where the Tzibur is. If the Tzibur is in one place, so other people could be schlepped in to where the Tzibur is. So the Shliach, if the Tzibur is in the main place, the Shliach Tzibur could be schlepped into that main place. But if the Tzibur is in a small place, the Shliach Tzibur, who is in the big place, can't be schlepped into the small place. And therefore, you never pull the Tzibur after an individual. And it will become clear in the following line of the Gemara. If you have 9 people in the big room and 1 person in the small room, so are they mitzaref? Well, yes, because the small room, the one in the small room, could be drawn after the ones in the big room. However, in the opposite case, if you have 9 in the small room and 1 in the big room, so you can't, the annex can't pull people into the annex. You can't pull people to the annex. So if you have 9 people in the annex isn't going to pull people into it. So therefore, if you have 9 people in the annex, you're not going to be able to pull the 10th man who's in the front room, in the big room, into the annex, because we always pull people into the main room. We don't pull people into the annex. That's how the halacha sees it. So if that's the case, we come out with something incredible. We come out with a clear indication that if you have people, some in the annex and some in the main shul, it's possible, at least depending on how many people are where, that, again, it's possible that you will not be mitzaref them. What do you mean? They're right next to each other. There's an open wall in between them. Nevertheless, let me share that other picture with you. There we go. Look here. If you see the big room, those big room has these kefayim, these shoulders. Do you see my pen? At these two shoulders, those two shoulders are considered walls of the big room, and therefore the small room, even though it's open to the big room, has walls that are separating between the small room and the big room. I know it's open. I know it's open in this area. It's an open area. But halakhically, the small one has walls around it, and you see that even though there is an opening, we cannot be mitzaref people from one to the other. You see clearly that here, even though there's no physical partition between the two parties, but if you have people in one room and people in another room, they do not join one with another. So again, without getting into who's pulled where and why people are pulled where, you see one point. You see that if two people are in different rooms, even though they presumably see each other, they presumably hear each other, they presumably are right next to each other, but they're in different rooms. People in different rooms will not join for a minyan. So we just found the second Gemara that says explicitly that even when you have two rooms that are next to each other, you cannot join people who are in one minyan in one room to be part of the other room. That is what we just saw from these two Gemaras. So now let's go back to our issue. Fine.
I'm assuming you're going to get to Mechitzas.
I'm sorry, Yonki?
I said, I'm assuming you're going to get to Mechitzos separately.
We're not going to talk about being on both sides of Mechitzos right now, but that is going to be coming out from what we're... These issues are part of... That is going to be what we said right now. If we stop here, it seems that if you have 8 people in shul and 2 people in the women's section, if we stop here, it sounds like there's no minyan.
Because those share the same walls, structurally.
Because they do not share the same walls.
They do.
Okay, so we're not going to get into this. It gets more complicated, but we're not getting more complicated now.
Okay.
But from what we just saw, it should come out that men on the other side of the mechitza should not be mitzvahed with men on this side of the mechitza. And therefore, if you dive in the women's section, at this point, you're not part of the minyan. That's what we see at this point. We'll grow. Don't worry. Hang in there. Now,
Ten tefachim.
The seven tefachim is a width. The high has to be ten tefachim.
Wait, so if you have a wall that's ten tefachim wide, that's up to the other side?
No, the wall of the room. Okay, I know where you want to go, but hold on, please. Okay, so we just finished two Gemaras that said that if you have a wall between people, they are not part of the same. They're not part of the same room, and therefore they're not mitzaref. Now, Rabotai, let's look at the third Gemara. The third Gemara is a Gemara in Sota that you see on your screen. Here we're talking about being in the same room for Birchas Kohanim. The Gemara says that Amsha Achorei Kohanim Eino Bechla Bracha. The people who are behind the backs of the Kohanim, they're not going to be subject, they're not going to get the bracha that the Kohanim are giving Klal Yisrael on Yom Tov for an Esrael every day. So that's the Gemara. I want to ask you a question. I'm sure, let's say you have tall people standing in the front row of shul, and you have all the short people in the back of the shul, right? Maybe we should make such a rule. The first Gemara in Sota. I'm sure the tall people in front and the short people in the back. Is the bracha from the Kohanim going to go on the short guys in the back? Of course it will. Of course. Shita, Rishi, Zafi, Gusi, Lomafi. Certainly the tall people in front of the Kohanim, right? Facing the Kohanim in the right place. But the tall people in front of the Kohanim won't block the short people in the back of the shul from getting a bracha. However, ask the Gemara, and of course the bima, right? Those of you who sit in the back of Shari, and you have a big bima between you and the Kohanim, that's also not going to be master. The question is, what about a machita? Can you be Yote, can you receive the bracha from the Kohanim if you're outside, if you're in the hallway of our shul, where you enter in the back of the sanctuary, that hallway, where there's a machita that breaks between the Kohanim and you, are you, will you be a recipient of those, of that bracha of Kohanim? If I was the Gemara, I'll tell you what I would say. If I was the Gemara, I would say, well, that's Machloket Rav, who said that a wall is a barrier, and Rabbi Shua ben Levi, who told us earlier that walls aren't barriers when it comes to Hashem or the Shechinah or Davening. That's what I would say. But let's see what the Gemara says. Is a wall a barrier that will prevent you from getting the bracha of the Kohanim? Tashma, says the Gemara, the Omer Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Afilu Mechita Shal Bardel, Eina Masleket Ben Yisrael, Avim Shabbat Shamayim. The Gemara said only one opinion, only the lenient opinion of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, that beautiful idea that even a steel wall doesn't interrupt, you know, the Kodesh Baruch Hu. In other words, this Gemara in Sota does not bring a machlokas. This Gemara in Sota does not consider the wall to be a problem. This Gemara in Sota is choosing specifically the opinion of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, who is a lenient opinion in the machlokas we saw earlier. And this opinion of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says that a wall will not cause a problem, will not be a machitza. So what do I have, Rabbi? I have a stira in Shas. I had a Gemara before, let me bring up that Gemara before, the Gemara that talked about joining the Messiah for a minion, and it said that a wall caused a break in half, the Gemara says a machlokas. Then I had a story in Erevin where we had that picture that I drew for you of the big wall, the big room, and the small room. We said a machitza do cause a barrier. Definitely a problem. And now we have a third Gemara, that when we're talking about the Brichas Kohanim, where we say it definitely is not a mechitza. A mechitza is definitely not a problem. So I'm confused. Are mechitza a problem or are they not a problem? It seems to be machlokas. How do we resolve this machlokas? What I'm going to do with you now is take you to three tosos in each one of these three mesechas that we just saw. We'll all ask this same question of, does a wall break between people to make a separation that cannot be combined? And they all give the same answer. And once we know that answer, we're going to know how to deal with our shaila of Amir Peset. We're going to know how to deal with our shaila of me sitting on diving on my porch with my gate and you diving on your porch with your gate, and we're going to be able to resolve what to do. That will be the end of the first part of the shiur. Let's see these tesos. So, let's start with those of something. The Gemara said that, again, this is the Gemara talking about when you're taking the Kachem column outside the wall, as you step into the doorway at the exact point where you're at that threshold, are you inside or are you outside? So, Rav said that, so too by davening, you have to be inside the walls, otherwise if you're outside, you're not part of the minion. And Rav Shulman Levi says, no, walls don't make a difference for Hashem, don't worry about walls. That was this Gemara. Now ask Tosis. Tosis says, as I explained to you, my Rashi said that we're talking about if you have eight, nine people inside the shul, one person outside the shul, or one person in the doorway of the shul. Is that tenth man in the doorway mitzaref? So Yehuda Marav said, maybe not. Your Shulman Levi said, oh, don't worry about walls, don't worry about walls. There's Tosis. You misunderstood this Gemara entirely, Mr. Rashi, Rabbi Rashi. You know why? Because the Gemara that we just discussed had a machlokas. The Ein Nira says Tosis. Because we pass like Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi. We pass like Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi, as I showed you in the Gemara in Sota. The Gemara in Sota that we learned together, where it talks about the brachas of the Kohen Gadol, the brachas of the Kohanim, where the Gemara only presents Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi. So it seems that we pass like Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi. If we pass like Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi, then what should be the halachas? Walls don't matter. If that's the case, if we pass that walls don't matter, as Tosafot says, that's very troubling, because in the Gemara in Erevin, where it talks about that figure of the big room with the small room, we said walls are a problem. So we had one Gemara that says walls are a problem. There was a small room and a big room where walls are a problem. And the Gemara that talked about the Birchas Kohanim said walls only hold broader Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi that said walls are not a problem. So the Sira and Sugyas. So how are we going to deal with this? Look at the Reed's answer to this contradiction in Gemara. Venir Lari. When did our Gemara present the Machlokas of Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi and Rav? You remember when this Gemara was talking about standing in the doorway? Are you inside or are you outside? Rabbi Yehoshua Rav says, if you stand in the doorway, then you are, if you're outside the door, if you're in the doorway, it's a problem. Yehoshua ben Levi says, okay. That is, says Tosfos, nothing to do with creating a minion. This machlokas, Rabbi Yehuda Marav, that says we have to be inside, and Rabbi Shimon Levi says, I don't care where you're standing, because Hashem doesn't care about walls. That has nothing to do with forming a minion, with two groups of people. Could they be Messiah? Could they not be Messiah? Is there a wall between them or not? Does the wall make a difference? That's not what this machlokas is discussing. The machlokas between Rav, who's worried about walls, and Rabbi Yehuda Marav, who's very spiritual, doesn't care about walls, has nothing to do with the sphere of a minion. Rather, look what I highlighted. The hachamari le'inyan, la'anot yachid kedusha, v'yeshmei rabba, mevarach. That's when there's machlokas. If you have a wall between me and you, If you have a wall, if you're on your porch, I'm on my porch. If someone's in the hallway and there's Kedusha or a Kaddish or Baruch Hu recited in the shul and you're in the hallway in the back of the shul and there's a wall between you, can you answer something from that side? That's the machloket. Rav said it depends exactly where in the wall you are. Where, if you're outside the wall, you cannot answer. If you're in the door, it depends exactly where in the door you are. The Rishon Levi says, I click here left. Hashem is not bound by walls. That's all could you answer on name. However, when it comes to Tzirup, when it comes to joining a minion, everyone agrees that a wall will break you apart. Everyone agrees that you will not be mistaris. Let me say that again. Any Gemara that talks about joining for a minion, that's going to be a problem if it's outside a wall, according to all the opinions, according to Rav and Rishon Levi. Any Gemara that will talk about answering a main, that's where there will be machlokas, Rav Shimon Levi and Rav. Rav will say, as long as if you're outside, you cannot answer a main. If you're inside, you can answer a main. This point, where Tosu says that there's a distinction between Tzirup and minion, which is more chumer, and you cannot be mistaken people outside of different sides of a wall, different sides of a fence, according to everybody, according to both Rav and Rishon Levi, everyone agrees you cannot join a Tzirup of a minion with two different sides. The machlokas is only can you answer a main from the other side of a wall, and that's machlokas. So that's where we pass like Rav Shimon Levi that you can answer a main. Where Hashem is beyond walls, Hashem is not bound by walls or fences, or Rashi says, you can answer Amen from outside a wall. You can answer Kedusha from outside a wall. So if you're in the hallway in our shul, you walk into shul, the doors are closed, or open, it doesn't really matter. You're in the hallway, you're allowed to answer Amen, or Kedusha, or Baruch Hu. But if you're the 10th man and you're in that hallway, you are not mistaris to the minion according to both opinions. That's what Tosus just said. And guess what? Tosus says the same point in all three Gemaras. I'll show you again very quickly, but maybe Tosus will say it a little bit more clearly. Here we have the Gemara that said with the picture that I drew for you, with the big room and the small room, and it said that if you have nine people in the small room and one person in the big room, they will not be inside because the walls break the two parties apart. Says Tosus. Why does it break you apart? I thought it breaks the fact that these walls break you apart. Sound like we're going like Rav, who said the walls are a problem. And I thought that in Soto, when it talks about getting the bracha from the Kohanim, we pass like Kriya Shuv and Levi, the walls don't cause the problem. We have a Sira, the same thing we mentioned a moment ago. Look at what Tosus answers. When it comes to combining, you don't have a minion here nor there, but you want to combine them into one big minion? Even Rav Yeshua ben Levi, who's lenient, and who doesn't care about walls, even he will agree that you cannot join two people on two sides of a fence. What is the machlokas about? When is there a machlokas of the fence cause a problem? That's where there's machlokas. What we have, Rav Osai, is a very clear psak. I'm not going to go to the third Tosis with you because he says the exact same thing. That when you have Tosis in three places in Shas on the three sugyas that discuss this issue, say that if you have people in different rooms or with a mechitza around them, then mechitza breaks their ability to be mitzaref. If we stop the shir here, we would come to the following conclusion about this. If we stop the shir here, halacha is, let me just pause for a minute. Okay, so Rabbi Osei, if we stop the shir here, what we're going to come out with is the following. That if you have a minion anywhere, and you happen to hear a minion from Rabbi Kedusha, Amen, Baruch Hu, answer wherever you are going to be, as long as, of course, there's no soa between you and the place where the bracha was being made. But assuming that you're in a clean area, you can answer Amen, Yehesh Merabah, Kedusha, from wherever you are. But for a minion, you have to have 10 people within the same four walls. And if somebody's on the other side of the chisa, if somebody is outside the room, if somebody is on a different porch, if I'm going to be in my house, you'll be in your house with the windows open, there's no tzirah at all, according to everybody. What I said is not subject to dispute. Everybody agrees with what I just said. Okay, so if we stop the shiur here, there would not be much of a discussion about porch minyanim. At this point, porch minyanim are problematic and do not work, because you do not have 10 people in one location. In order to have a minion, you need hashrat hashlina. That hashrat hashlina only resides if you have 10 people in one set of mechitzas. If there's a divide between two sets of mechitzas, you do not have the requisite hashrat hashlina to allow you to say Dvar Shabbat Kedusha. Okay, that's the end of the first part of the shiur.
If you had a box of matzahs that was owned by all of them,
that means that you all eat matzah.
Would that be mistaris?
No, it will not be mistaris, Sam. If it did, you know what I would do? I would just put a box of matzah in shul and stay home and sleep through davening.
If you're all in the backyard, spend out in the backyard.
If everybody's within one backyard, so of course it's like in one shul. Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, no question about that. If everybody's in one big backyard, you know, as far as they're socially distant, they're 6 feet away, 10 feet away, but there's one gigantic fence all around the perimeter of the large backyard, and you're inside one big fence, that's fine. If you have a big shul, and inside, I'll come back in a second, you'll see me in a second. If you have a big shul, and it's very, very sparsely populated, right? If you go to some of those shuls in Europe, like the one in Rome, I was never in Rome, but my son went for bar mitzvah shul, because he's in with my in-laws to Rome. There was this gigantic shul that could hold 800 people, 1,000 people. How many people are there for a mincha? About 11 people. So you could be as socially distant as you want. You can have 30 feet between you and the nearest human being. But you're enclosed in one set of walls, and therefore you're one set of walls, and therefore you're mitzaref altogether. However, I could be right across the fence. My backyard is next to your backyard, because the wall between us, we're not mitzaref. It's two different rooms. There's no zero. L'chulei Alma. Okay, that's the end of the first part of the shir. Now, Rabbi Osai, let's go to the second part of the shir. The second part of the shir is not going to discuss. We finished all the Gemaras. We know all the Gemaras. We finished Shas. Now we're going to just discuss two Rishonim. Two Rishonim, the Rashba, and a Rishon by the name of the Rashbash. The Rashbash, as I'll show you in a minute, was the son of the Tashbates. And we'll see what they have to share with us, what they have to inform us that could perhaps bring another permutation to the discussion that we have, because right now, things are not looking positive. That's a nice way of saying things are looking negative. Okay. That was a joke, but nobody got it. Well, at least I can't hear you laughing. Okay, so now let's go down. If you didn't have what I just said, you can read my English summary. So Tosfos, in all three locations, holds that walls will break a sphere of dominion. And the concept of Mechitza Shel Ba'ad Le'en HaMasekes between us and Hashem helps only to allow answering brachas or answering kedushas to somebody who's not in the shul. That was a summary of what we just did, and now we're going to introduce a new concept. The concept is going to be called Ro'en Elu Et Elu. What happens if you can see each other? But let's look at the fascinating shiloh that the Rashba was asked. If you go to European shuls, and if you go to old shuls in Eretz Yisrael, specifically in Tzfat, because those are where the oldest shuls, at least that I've been in Tzfat, you'll see something fascinating. I don't know how fascinating it is, but it's, you're familiar with this if you've been in old shuls. That the bima, in the middle of the shul, is often quite high. In fact, it could be even 5 feet high, and the bima has a mechitza around it. So Rabotai, halachically, if you have a bima that's 10 tefachim above ground, surrounded by walls, Rabotai, that mechitza is a rishus b'nei asma. It's a different room. So how could the person, let's say you have 10 people in shul, and the chazan, the gabai, and the kohen is getting kohen, is up on the bima, and you have 7 people in shul down a few feet below on the regular floor of the shul. So you don't have a minyan. Because we just said that if you have people separated by mechitza, they're not mitzaref. So the only way, oh, you're allowed to answer amen, that's true. So if the chazan or the gabai or the balkori or the ole, latoris and baruchu or the kaddish up on the bima over there, you can answer amen, no problem. But they can't even cipher into a minion. So therefore the Rashba was asked, look what I highlighted. Almas samchu kol glilo senu. This is how all of our shuls are in the Rashba's in Spain at this point, I'm assuming. She shliach tibur omid b'teva, she gavo asar v'rechova arba, but she yesh l'mechitzot kevavos. So how can the chazan stand all the way up there? So the Rashba goes through the Tosfos, he mentions this opinion that we saw in Tosfos and all three Tosfos, where he also agrees that this concept of Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi, who says that, oh, we're not worried about walls, Hashem is beyond walls, Hashem is beyond space, that only helps to allow you to answer amen, but it's not, you're still not mitzuref one to another, so if you have 7 people down there and 3 people up there, there's no minion. So look what the Rashba answers.
You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Look what the Rashba answers. I underlined it. You can see what I underlined. The Rashba says that we look not only at the wallage, at the mechitzos, we look at the purpose of this separate rishus. What's the purpose of this separate rishus you and I call the bima, or the duchen? Does it have its own independent purpose separate and apart from the purpose of the shul? Or is its purpose subsumed within the purpose of the shul? Says the Rashba, Aval HaTeva, look what I'm reading. Aval HaTeva, Inayos HaGavar HaChava. Even though it's tall, and it's wide, and it has mechitzas, Lo L'Tashrish B'Tnei Atzmo, and it does not stand for its own individuated personality, for its own reason. Elo L'Tashrish B'Tnei Knesset. It's part of the shul, you know why? Because it's conceptually part of the shul, because it's needed for the shul, because it contributes to the shul. And therefore, it can be part of the shul, and therefore, those mechitzas will not break the bima apart from the rest of the sanctuary. When you have the discussion we were having before, we have one room and another room. There, since they're different rooms, one doesn't serve the other doesn't serve one. So therefore, they're two separate rooms. But here, the purpose of the bima is to serve the shul. The purpose of the shul is to serve the bima, however you want to say it. Maybe it has to be both ways. And that's why it's not considered, that's why the walls are not considered a problem. And therefore, you can retire people up there with the people down on the floor. That's the answer of the Rashba. So, what does that teach us? That teaches us something very limited. If you have a shul that has a bima in it, the bima is not going to have be cut off from the rest of the shul, even though it's high up, even though it's surrounded by walls, because it's all one tachlis. Okay, that doesn't really help us in our goal of connecting my porch to your porch. My porch and your porch, my backyard and your porch, and your backyard are not serving one another. You have your backyard for your family. You make your barbecues. You have your swimming pool. I have my backyard. I have my volleyball court, and I have my barbecues in my backyard. Mine doesn't serve yours. Yours doesn't serve mine. And never the twain shall meet. And there's no tzirif. And therefore, I cannot have 5 people in my side of the fence and 5 people on your side of the fence. We will not have a million. But, on both sides, what we have to look at now is the second answer of the Rashba, and that's the second answer of the Rashba's understanding why a bima is still considered part of a shul, and look what he says now. Oh, Dani Omer, I want to suggest another reason why you can have people on the bima, and it's still considered part of the shul, even though they're up on the bima. She'efshar lomar, interesting word, efshar. What does that word efshar mean? Does that mean that the Rashba is not so confident in what he's about to say? That it's a suffix in his mind? You'll see that their halacha is going to highlight this word efshar. He's not sure about what he's about to say. Well, let's see what he says. Efshar lomar, you know, you could say the following. She'kol she'ro'en elu et elu, where do we see this concept of Ron Elo as Elo? And because Ron Elo is Elo, therefore they are going to be mitzaris. Well, there's a Mishnah in Brachas. The Mishnah in Brachas says the following. The Mishnah in Brachas says if you have two groups of people and they ate separately, what they could see one another, they're allowed to be mizamin together. If they don't see one another, then they cannot be mizamin with one another. So let's say you have a big dining room. You have a big dining room and there's a table on one. Let's say we have some kind of function for Shara downstairs in the shul. Downstairs, or let's say we had a dinner bar, so a beautiful Siyam Hashas. We had downstairs a beautiful dinner in our catering hall downstairs, and you have one table sitting in one corner, you have another table sitting in the opposite corner. They each have 5 men that would like to bench. Could they say Hashem's name? Could they say Elokeinu, Baruch Elokeinu, Shachan Mishloach Elokeinu? So the halacha is that since Ro'en Elo Elo, even though they're in different corners of the room, they can be mitzarif. Why? What is mitzarif them? The fact that Ro'en Elo Elo. And let's take it a step further. Let's say it's not just 5 and 5, let's say there's one over here and 2 over there. Or 2 over here and 2 over there. Could they be mitzarif to be mizamein at all? The answer is yes, they could be mitzarif to be mizamein. Why? Because Roman Eilat Eilat, that's the psak of the Shulchan Aruch. One second, please.
And they're within the same four walls.
Correct. That's going to be an important point, but we'll see if that's the... what you're saying is a good... Hold what you're saying. You're saying a great point, and that's why they made you the president, because you know how to learn. Hold on.
There's a Rashba.
But not like Yanki Melnit. There's a Rashba. Maybe I could suggest... Yanki's arguing on this Rashba. But there's a Rashba. Maybe I could suggest that the fact that that mission allows different people in different parts to be mitzareh. Remember we spoke the word tzirah before? And we said before when it comes to tzirah of a minion, being mitzareh of a minion, you can't have people on different sides of a wall in different rooms. Here, says the Rashba, I will borrow the concept from benching where we will allow tzirah as long as Ron Eilat Eilat you can see each other, to allow two sets of people, the people up on the bima and the people down on the floor in the shul, since the people up on the bima could see the people down below in the shul, and people down below the shul could see the chazan and the gabbai and the balkori up on the bima, they will therefore be mitzareh, just like it works by birchas hamazon. Oh, if we now introduce this concept, that again is not written in shas regarding a minion, but it's written in shas only regarding zimun, and the Rashba now extends it from zimun to also apply to tefillah b'tzibur, now we might come out with a kula to say that when I'm in my backyard and you're in your backyard with a fence between us, and I'm on my porch and you're on your porch, but we could see each other, then maybe we have a kula. We could join based on this suggestion of this Epsher Ilay Yishlomar of the Rashba. So Chaim is asking that this Rashba that says that Ron Elu is Elu seems to be against the Gemara in Erevin. Because the Gemara in Erevin told us that when you have that picture of the big room and a small room, they were not mitzvah because of the walls. Guess what? Maybe that's talking about where the people in each of those rooms do not see each other. That's why they have to be in the same room. But if they would see each other, then we wouldn't be bothered with the fact that there are walls that's separating them. That's what you have to say for this Rashba. You make an excellent point. Now. Okay, now let's go. If we have the Rashba, then maybe life is a little bit better. Well, it's not so clear, because Rashba has two explanations as to explain the reason why Bima works, why Bima is connected to the rest of the shul. One is that it's part and parcel of the shul. That has nothing to do with a minion. My house, your house, my backyard, your backyard, my porch, your porch. But his second answer does help, because I can see you in your porch, now you see me in my porch. Except the Rashba, remember, introduced this answer as a Epshalomar, maybe you could say. Can we rely on that? The other, he just presented as a reason, that the tachlis of the bima is for the shul, that the shul works and the bima works together. Here he said, maybe you could also say that Ron Eilat Eilat, and he's borrowing an idea from Zimun, applying here, maybe not, okay. Well, let's see what else we have. Let's look at the Shut HaRashbash. I have here quoted from, this is a little bit of biography, he was Rav Shlomo ben Shimon Duran, right? That's the same last name as the Tashbetz. He was born in Algiers, North Africa, 1400, and he's the son of the Tashbetz. Fine. Okay, so the Rashbash was asked a very interesting question. Guess what the question was? The question was that you have people come to shul, and you know where they come to shul? They stay in the lobby, and they daven in the lobby, and you have 8 people in the sanctuary, and you have 2 people in the lobby. Does that work? And there was a rabbi, this was the Shaila, and one of the rabbis, the local Orthodox rabbi, said that since they see each other, the people in the lobby see the people in the shul, and the people in the shul see the people in the lobby, they are mitzareh. Comes the Rashbash and says, I know where this rabbi got his idea from. He got his idea from that Mishnah in Brachos that says, their own Eilat Eilat mitzareh. But it seems to me, says the Rashbash, that rabbi is wrong. He got 2 mistakes. And let me show you how the Rashbash understands the concept of Tzirah by Zimun of Roam Eilat Eilat. And he makes an incredible diuk. Rabosai, could you please look at what's on the screen right now? What does it say in the Mishnah in Brachos? What are you being mitzarif from one to the other, as long as they're Roam Eilat Eilat? I'm going to highlight 2 words that are very telling here. Look what I'm highlighting. When does Roam Eilat Eilat work? When you have a chabura here, and you have a chabura there. What does that mean, says the Rashbash, as we'll see in a moment. When you have a full group of people here, and you have a full group of people here, but for whatever reason they just want to say it together, it doesn't say you have one guy here, one guy there. You have a chabura, and another chabura. Each one is independently sufficient. You're not being mitzarif, 2 groups that are independently lacking, and you have to join forces to create a proper group. No, you have a full group here, another full group, for whatever reason they want to join together to Zimun. Can they? So the Gemara Mishnah says, yes, they can, if they see each other. But, says the Rashbash, you have no proof whatsoever from this Mishnah that if you have a lacking part here and a lacking part here, you could create a half and a half and put it together to create a whole. No, says the Rashbash. You have no proof of that whatsoever. All you have is the proof when you have a full group here and a full group here and they want to join together, they can, because each is independently full. And the joining together is nothing more than, like answering a main, maybe. So Ron Eilat Eilat will help. But not that Ron Eilat Eilat will join half a minion and another half a minion to create a whole minion that you don't see, says the Rashbash. What a beautiful deal. One word, we should have all realized that when we saw this. And he's knocking the Rashba's proof out of the water. The Rashba is coming to suggest, the Rashba came to suggest 5 minutes ago, that this din by Zimun joins together, but as long as Ron Eilat Eilat, the Rashba says, no, you only join together a chabura to another chabura, but it's already in the chabura. Let's see some of these words inside. HaMishnah lo debre el b'shtei chaburos, b'chol chabura yesh kidei levarif b'zimun. Oh, b'shem, maybe you had 3 and 3, or maybe you even had 10 people over here and 10 people over there. Each one on their own could have said, levarif elokeinu shachan mishlo. The other group could have said, elokeinu shachan mishlo. Okay, they wanted to say it together because it's Rovam, but now that you could join the 2 groups together, for any purpose. Excuse me. So what comes down?
But by the way, maybe that was talking about benching, not 10.
That could also be either way.
They could have been a group of three. They would have been able to be mezamim. That's a chabura.
That's correct, 100%. That mission is talking about benching, but it could be three and three. Right. But either way, it's three and three. It's not saying that
you get one person. So they're not independent.
No, but the word is chabura over here and chabura over there. So chabura would be three over here and three over here. Even though they could have said, these guys could have said benching on their own, and these guys could say benching on their own. They want to do it together. Okay, Ron, Ela, Zelo, they're permitted. But that's only because you have the three over here and the three over there. You have to have the full unit over here and the full unit over there in order to have the opportunity of combining the three around Ela Taylor. Not like the Rashba. The Rashba understood, oh, you just join everybody together and create a minion and create a demon and create whatever you want to create with as long as you have Ron Ela Taylor. Oh, so that's a big machlokas. Rashba and Rashbash. Now, the logic of the Rashbash is going to come out with something fascinating. It's going to come out with the following chumra. The Birkat HaMazon, it sounds like Birkat HaMazon might have a kula, Ron Ela Taylor. Even if they're in different rooms. Look at what the Rashbash says. He says, we have a chumra of benching more than davening. You know why? Because by benching, you have to see each other in order to participate. Remember, the Rashbash is saying that you can never join forces to create a demon. You can never join forces to create a minion. All you could do is, you have a demon here and a demon here, they could bench together. They could answer to each other. Wow. That means to answer to each other for benching, you have to be Rowan Eilus Eilu. You have to be Rowan Eilus Eilu. Now, both sides, what did we say before about davening? What did we say about davening? If you're walking down the street and you hear a baruch hu, a kaddish, and you're behind the wall, do you have to see the people saying kaddish? Do you have to see the people saying baruch hu? Absolutely not, we said before. Yet when it comes to answer for benching, you do have to see one another. So what we're saying now, says Rashbash, it comes out that there's a certain chumrah. You thought, the Rashba thought that, oh, there's a very big kula by benching Ron Ela Taylor. Rashbash is pointing out, it ends up being a chumrah. Because the Rashbash is saying there's no tzirik working with Ron Ela Taylor. It's not a tzirik, it just allows you to answer, it allows you to respond. Which is fascinating, because by benching you have to see each other to be able to respond. But by davening, we saw in the previous three sugyas, that as long as you hear, even if there's a wall between you, you're still allowed to respond, Kedusha, Kaddish, Amen, Baruch Hu, even though you don't see each other. Okay, so this was the second part of the shir. Machlokas, how do we pass him? That's going to be the third part of the shir. I see some people are making some comments. Let me see what you're saying. Azim is not Arush with Kedusha, that's correct. One second. Yeah, okay, I'm not going to respond to the comments right now. They're all good comments. Okay, so now Rabbi said we have to go to see how we pass him. Let's look at the Shulchan Aruch. But in order to look at the Shulchan Aruch, we know that the Shulchan Aruch is based on the same author as Beis Yosef. If we read the Beis Yosef, we'll be able to understand the Pesukim that we find Rabbi Yosef Karo Paskin in the Shulchan Aruch. So, I'm going to look. Let's look at the Shulchan Aruch first, then we're going to work backwards. This is the Shulchan Aruch. In Siman Nunhei, in Aruch Hayim. I want to show you something. Okay, look what I'm going to show you. Look at the top of page 8. Sorry. Okay, you have a chazin up on a bima. You have a chazin up on a bima. Is he mitzarif to the minion? So it says the Shulchan Aruch, Shliach Tzibur B'teva, B'tishu B'beit HaKnesses, mitzarfin. Now you remember we had a question, why is that? The Rashba said two reasons. The Rashba said one reason because it's conceptually part of one another. The Beis Knesses needs the bima. The bima is part of the tachas of the Beis Knesses. And then the Rashba gave another reason. The Rashba gave a second reason, that Ron Elu Eselu. Let's look at the Shulchan Aruch. There's the Shulchan Aruch, that if you have the chazin in the bima, and you have 9 people down in the shul, even though the bima is up 10 tefachim high, and it's al tefachim wide, and there are mechitzas that are 10 tefachim high, it's okay. You know why? Because it's batel, it's the same reason. What does he omit? What does the Shulchan Aruch omit? The Shulchan Aruch does not cite the reason of the Rashba that Rowan Elu Eselu. Let's stop right here. We have a Shulchan Aruch who could have given us the reason why the bima is okay is because they could see each other. And then I would have an answer to my question. I'm on my porch and you're on your porch. I'm in my backyard, you're in your backyard. I see you, but there's a wall between us. Can we join together for a minion? Will we be mitzarev one with another? Well, I could use this svar of the Rashba that we see each other. That should join us, right? But the Shulchan Aruch didn't give that reason. The Shulchan Aruch gave the reason of joining the bima with the rest of the shul, the people up on top, the people down below, as the fact that a bima is part and parcel conceptually of a shul, that it's needed, but it'll be a shul. That svar will not apply from my porch to your porch or from my backyard to your backyard. Let's look at what he wrote in the background, in the Beis Yosef, to introduce the Halach and the Shulchan Aruch. So in the... Look at what he does here. He quotes his Rebbe. The Beis Yosef's Rebbe was Mari Abuhav. No, Mari Beirav. I always get confused between the Mari Beirav and the Mari Abuhav. I think this might have been his Rebbe. Okay, Kadu Rabbeinu HaGadol, Mari Abuhav. Then Yitzir HaTeva, regarding joining together the Bima with the rest of the Shul, which we saw in the Rashi, which we'll mention in a moment. Raising Mishnah Pasuk is that some people say, no, maybe you shouldn't connect the people on the bima with the people in the shul, and you can't be misaref. But I think, because Shana Elik Matash is Pesachnetes. The purpose of the bima and the purpose of the shul is one purpose. And what's the purpose of those mechitzas? Look what he says. It's not supposed to be a mechitza, a wall. There you could join together the bima and the down here, because mechitza sheyesh tateva eino ela lenoi. Lola have del mechitza b'fnei atzma. My friends, does anyone have a gate in their backyard? I ask you, if you have a gate in your backyard, and yes, I'm talking to you, you with the gate in your backyard, is it there to be pretty, or is it there to separate between your properties? It's there to separate, and that's called a mechitza. That's not just there for beauty, and therefore it is going to distinguish and separate between the two of you. Okay, so maybe he's going to quote the Rashba, maybe he'll say, no, there's another reason that Ron Eilat Eilat, look what the Beis Yosef does when he quotes the Rashba. He does a cut and paste like I do, the same game I play with you. Shatam, if the reason why you can join the people up on the beam with the people downstairs in shul, even though it's high up and they're mechitzas gavos, eina omedot tashash b'fnei atzma. The purpose of the beam is not a separate purpose from the shul. To the contrary, ela l'tashash beis knesses. And he stops there. What did he omit? He omitted the second svara. He omitted the svara that, oh, but maybe Ron Eilat Eilat. So it could be that the Shulchan Aruch's position is that just because you wrote Eilat Eilat, you cannot join. You cannot join because Ron Eilat Eilat. That's what I have here in English. Note that the Beis Yosef omits the svara of Ron Eilat Eilat. And if you don't have the svara of Ron Eilat Eilat, that means you're stuck. That if you're in your backyard and I'm in my backyard, I see you and I hear you, but we're in different rooms. We can't be mitzvahs. Again, the Rashi said maybe you could, but that's because Ron Eilat Eilat. The Beis Yosef omits that svara entirely, both in his Beis Yosef as well as in his Shulchan Aruch. So now we have to come to the finish line, both to just go through some of the Achronim to see how they deal with this. There's a whole other thing which we don't have time to discuss, and that's the question of what happens if your face is in the window. Imagine you have, I remember when I was growing up in Flatbush, there were a lot of shtiblach that had a first floor for the men and the second floor. Either there was a window in the back for the women's section, there's a women's section like a full wall with a window, or it was upstairs, but there was a window that allowed them to stick their heads out or if they want to see, or at least open the window if they want to hear. So do windows connect to rooms regarding all these shtiblach? We're not going to go into that because we don't have time. But look at what the Be'er Halacha suggests. The Be'er Halacha, again, talking about, what is he talking about? The Shulchan Aruch says that you should stand, if you're standing in a doorway, make sure you're on the inside of the doorway, because if you're at a certain point in the doorway, it could be a problem. Says the Be'er Halacha, but wait, if you see each other, that might solve the problem. Rome, Eilat Eilat, usually start if you belong to the Gamachos. Even if you're standing outside, if you see each other, maybe that should help, right? Just like we learned in Hilchos Benching. Says the Mishnah Berurah, says the Be'er Halacha, written by the author of the Mishnah Berurah, the time. The Chaskilas, Yosef Tov Lahachmir Bezesh, he comes with Nim. The Kulazu, look at this. This kula that it helps Ron Eilat Eilat, the Yitzir, just like the benching, comes from the Truth of Rashba, and the Rashba himself only wrote it as a maybe. So what we have here, Rabbi Osai, is this leniency to provide people on other sides of, on different porches or on different sides of the fence, literally, is certainly not a chachila. It's only a shat chachak. It's an efsher. It's not ideal. You should try to come inside and make sure you're, so if you're davening and you're on the other side of the mechitza, you might not be mitzayif to a minion. You should come into the shul. Okay, if you could see, maybe the Rashba would say that it's okay, maybe, with a question mark. Oh, comes with Vager, and he puts a little bit of a twist on life. Rabbi Kreger is not by us. Rabbi Kreger is in Hilchot Benching. So Mekos Tadi Hei is Halach of the Benching, Birkas Hamazon. And he's talking there in Birkas Hamazon, where the Shulchan Aruch said explicitly, like the Mishnah Brachos, that if you're wrong, Eilu, you can join together. So look at what the Rabbi Kreger says. He quotes the two Rishonim who we learned together, the Rashbash with Machmir and the Rashbash with Mekos. How do we pass him? Says the Rabbi Kreger. B'tshuvat HaRashbash Kotav, Dapu Kishay Zimu L'chol Chabur V'chabur B'fnei Atzma. B'zem Itzarf L'Zamin Yachad. The only time that Ron Eilat Eilu helps you is if you have a zimun here, and a zimun here, the two zimuns could bench together, but it will not, Ron Eilat Eilu will not create a tziruf. And then he says, then he brings this other opinion of the Rashba, that's also quoted in Magen Avraham and the Pichadash, other Achron who do allow you to follow this Rashba of Ron Eilat Eilu. I think we're going to stop here, and we're coming out that it's not a Pashto question. This issue of porch minyanim, even or backyard minyanim, where there's a gate between us, even if we see each other, is a gigantic machlokas. And it's not so pashut. Even if there is a rashba to rely on, b'shat hachak, it's at most that. It's at most a rashba to rely on b'shat hachak, against the rashbash, against what might be the simple reading of the Shulchan Aruch. But I want to share with you a story from a few weeks ago. A few weeks ago, before it became clear that the rabbanon in our neighborhood did not want any minyanim whatsoever, even outside backyard minyanim, even everybody on their own property. So before that was clarified, we had a minyan on my block for Kabbalah Shabbos one night. And I was there with my two sons on my side of the street, and we had the neighbors who are members of our shul on the other side of the street, and my next door neighbor and some other neighbors, and I looked up and down the block, and I saw that if you add up the people on both sides of the street, we have 10 men. So I told somebody who was saying Kaddish on my block, I said, you know what, say Kaddish after Kabbalah Shabbos. Why? Because we're 10 people. Now, both sides, I didn't know the following Prima Gadim. Look at this. You remember we were talking before about connecting people, Rome Eilu with Eilu? Well, I'm going to show you an interesting halacha. Halacha in, let me find it for you. Halacha in benching is the following. Look what I highlight you right now. In benching, the Shulchan Aruch is the following. You know, right, this cool of Ronei Lutelu, which is what I was assuming. I see the guys on my block down there, and I see the guy across the street, and we're all, you know, I can see them, we're all joined together. Look at what the Shulchan Aruch says in Hilchos benching, where we do have to cool up, unquestionably, of Ronei Lutelu. Well, does it mean that you could just answer that you can be joined together to groups to be Mizdami? I mean, that stuff is the question. Look what he says. The Yesh Mishomer Shem Rishut HaRabim HaSekes Beishnei Abatim Eina Mitzatim B'Shuminyan. If you have a street that interrupts between the Rome and Elu and Elu, there's nothing to talk about. Wow. If only I knew that. Oh, I didn't know that. My block said, Rabbi Rolling, what should we do? I said, go ahead. We have 10 people here. But half the people are on the other side of Hard Lane, and I was on this side of Hard Lane.
It's
on
my side of Hard Lane.
I think it's Rishut HaRabim. I don't think he means Rishut HaRabim with 600,000 people. He means a street, a proper street, as opposed to a little alley that, you know, a little, alley in the back of your shortcut between, you know, your block and the next block. A street is Rishut HaRabim. It's explicit that there's Rishut HaRabim between two houses. Even if you'll take the kula, Rome Elu Eselu, even that kula will not exist on two sides of the street. So Rabotai, if at some point, hopefully in a few weeks, we'll be able to have socially distant minyanim, keep in mind, if people are going to be on opposite sides of the street, then you're not going to have the kula of Rome Elu Eselu. They're in a different Rishut. And therefore, you'll not have the kula of Rome Elu Eselu. So Allah Lamaisu Rabotai, it comes out that b'shas atzach one can probably rely b'di'eved because there's no other option on a minion on a different porch, on different porches, even though there is a rashba that you could probably rely on. Although the rashbash would say you cannot join two different tzirufa. Again, I don't want to pass him because I know there's machlokes haposim about this. I'm presenting one, you know, I'm presenting some of the facts, but I don't want to get into the, you know, between the gedolei haposim who have discussed this. We see the big machlokes, the big shaila if you could join together two people who have a wall between them. But even if you can join people who have a wall between them, it's clear that if they have a street between you, then you will not be able to. Eli Adler is asking, is the Carmelist? No. Even though Hilchos Shabbos is the Carmelist, I don't think that's what the Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos benching is talking about as far as the official Carmelist, which is the Rav. It means a street is a street. I think that's the problem. The fact that there's an Erev in the street, not to pay you're right, but that doesn't mean that means you're allowed to carry in Lawrence. It doesn't mean you're allowed to bench with Simon on the barbecue on two sides of the street. So on both sides, we're coming out Halakha L'Maisa, the fabulous Be'ezus Hashem, we should have our carnival in September. We have our carnival on Andover Lane. Let's say you have a barbecue and you have your hot dog and you have somebody sitting on the lawn at Rabbi Flaum's house and somebody sitting in the driveway in the parking lot of Shari Tefillah. And you have Andover Lane right between them. According to what we just learned, you cannot be mitzari if there's two people on opposite sides of Andover Lane. So that's Halakha L'Maisa clearly that we're coming out with. And everything else, we're going to have to ask our postgame what to do when the situation comes and they're going to allow the Rabbanim in our neighborhood to permit us to have socially distant minyan, and what will we do about our backyards, the fences between them? We're going to have to ask our postgame what to do about this machlokas, the Rashbash and the Rashba. What should we do? See, the most achronim are Mikkel, but we do have the Rashbash as Machmir.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.